Now, between us, the Secret Service that covers me are a fine and devoted and dedicated group. But just honestly, Mike, I wouldn't have this repeated to anybody. My judgment is that they're more likely to get me killed than they are to protect me.
Yes, sir.
They're just not heavy thinkers. They're just like the average cop. And they don't plan. Hoover's the one that's put me in a... He doesn't object to my shaking hands with high school kids or people along the fence at Billings, Montana. But he does object to my riding down the street in a car that's not bulletproof, because that's where people hide. It's not likely that an assassin's going to be in with a bunch of high school band. But it is that he gets in an upstairs window. Yet they had the stuff on Oswald, but didn't give it to Secret Service. So what we're going to do, if y'all, if it's all right to work out, I'm going to meet with them about, I guess, Wednesday or Thursday, maybe Wednesday. I got to go to the SAC base of this NATO man tomorrow. And I'm going to call Dylan and them in and make Dylan the chairman of it. And then have him try to get McCone to see that everything that comes in from any foreign country is very carefully handled. Get Bundy, take that from the president's viewpoint, and kind of not be a super detective, but let him be the intelligence man for the White House Secret Service, and then pull the Treasury and the Attorney General together on how to coordinate those two groups of people.